Hope that got your blood pumping there, starting things off with a little Romy Ghost, a little northern music from Wisconsin, doing one called the JoJo Polka, or the Deca Joe. I've heard it called that as well. I guess Romy used to record on the Deca record label. And with that, a nice Vita Mi Vas and welcome to Czech Classics Then and Now. Thanks for stopping by. My name is Dennis Swatek, and going to be your host again as we do our usual look at the great polka and waltz Czech tradition of Texas and other states, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska, and all around the world. And I'd like to welcome all our new listeners. Got a lot of new listeners I keep getting emails from, and thank you all for checking us out. John from up in Nebraska with the Nebraska Czech Brass Band, thank you. And going to try a little podcasting here, so let me know how it works, and give you a little history for some of you guys that may be new to the show. Like I did say, my name is Dennis Swatek, and I do this show out of my home here in Taylor, Texas, just about 30 miles or so outside of Austin. Been doing it for going on 8 years now, so podcasting before there was such a thing as podcasting. It seems like a million years ago. 8 years, it pretty much is. 8 years is a long time as far as the internet is concerned, and been doing this show for a while, and I lost count of how many shows I've done. I think it's upwards of 50 now. I think I've got 40 or so available on the internet, so feel free to go back and listen to some of the archives when you get a chance. But anyway, thanks for stopping by, and we're going to do a good show for you. Like I said, starting things off there with Romy Ghost, a little different. Usually start things off with the Texas band, but just came across that, and it's such a great number, I thought I would use it to start the show with. So there you go. There's our opening, and now we're going to get back into the music, because that's what I like to do, is little talking as possible, as little as I can get away with, and try to cram as much music into the show as possible. I usually try to do, 20, 21 songs per show, and there's no set length. It just goes as long as it goes. So hope you enjoy it. It's going to get back into the music now. Here's some really rare music. This is a lot of stuff that John Ondrashek bequeathed to me before he passed away. And this is just from an old cassette that John had given me by a group called the Johnny Menchik Orchestra out of the Dallas area, and a band I really know nothing about. I do know that I think one or two members of Check and Then Some, I think, used to play with Johnny Menchik, but as far as the band and the history of it, I have virtually no information at all. Pretty interesting. Like I said, this was on just a blank cassette, and it's, as you'll hear, it's obviously a live recording, but I know from listening to the entire tape, this did come from an LP, because I can hear some of the clicks and pops in there. So if anybody has a copy of this LP or anything, I'd love to at least get a glance at it, because like I said, I've never seen it anywhere. I've never heard it before until John gave me this copy. So we're going to start things off, like I said, a little polka music out of the Dallas area. Here's the Johnny Menchik Orchestra, and they'll tell you what the song is. Let's kick it off.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Johnny Menchik and the Playboys with our theme song, the Tick Tock Polka. Let's go, boys. 1, 2. Thank you.
was $1.
$1.
I stopped into a bar just to get a little drink, and you should heard that bartender holler, no beer today, no beer today, you can't buy beer on Sunday. No beer today, no beer today, you gotta come around on a Monday. Sunday afternoon, all I had to spend was a dollar.
$1.
I stopped into a station to get a tank of gas, and you should heard that tendon holler, no gas today, no gas today, you can't buy gas on the weekend. No gas today, no gas today, you gotta come around on a Monday.
Let's go.
сожжена. Зажелає моє найміліше, ніж там за мною ходила. Зажелає моє найміліше, ніж там за мною ходила. То надукаш наше вне ласки, же міської буде. То надукаш наше вне ласки, же міської буде.
tonight. Nice northern music there, Jerry Volker. And the Jolly Gents doing one called It's Your Fault. And that wraps up our first set on this show for May 2006. Let's go back and recap what we heard real quick. Like I said, we start things off with some really rare music from the Johnny Menchik Orchestra, one called the Tick-Tock Polka. And right after that, another really rare cassette I'd never seen before, a group at a temple called Charles McKeska and the Sensations, and really unique on the cover, and I'm assuming this is the group, but it's all a bunch of high school kids. And it seems something like that, where you get kids started that early in the music, that they would continue on with it, but I never heard of this group otherwise, so I'm not sure whatever became of them. They are from the Temple area, which is right up the road, so I thought I may have gotten a little information on them, but haven't been able to track anything down as of yet. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed that. One called the Painted Gate Polka, one of my favorites. The Red Ravens out of the Schulenburg area doing the Lover's Kiss Waltz. And then a couple by the saxophone meister himself, Vernon Drozd. A nice little polka called Juarez, Mexico. And then follow that up with the old Czech standard, the Innocence Waltz. The old Edna Polka Boys, or the Zetkas, from El Campo, featuring Papa Joe, the late, great Papa Joe Zetka on vocals, doing one called No Beer on Sunday, and I thought that was appropriate, considering our current gas situation. And right after the Zetkas, we had the Shiner Hobo Band, doing a beautiful Shepherdess Waltz. And then a little music from the Round Rock area, Sonny Patalik, and the Classic Sounds Combo, doing the Long Road to Praha Polka. Followed that up with our old band, the Dance Hall Boys, doing one off our Evening in Dubina CD, the Lord Calvert's Waltz. And then, like I said, we wrapped that up with Jerry Volker and the Jolly Gents doing It's Your Fault. So there we have it, our first set in the books. I hope you can still hear me. I've got my pet dachshund Piglet in the background barking, so I won't know till I listen to this later if that shows up. Hopefully not. I don't know what he's... Probably somebody walking down the street. He thinks he's a tough guy, but he's really just a nice little puppy dog, but he thinks he's a tough guy. So anyway, we're going to get back into the second full set now and start things off a little different. I'm a fan of all kinds of music. Y'all know that. You know, you're just as easily to find me listening to the Beatles or Beach Boys or Pink Floyd as I am listening to the Virgils or Leroy Motoka or Johnny Cash. You know, I love all kinds of music. I always have, ever since I was a little kid. I sit at a computer all day at work, so all I do is sit there with my headphones on and listen to music. I'd love it. You know, I listen to it on the way home from work. I got an hour drive back and forth to work, so, you know, in the car, I've just always got a CD in, so music just makes up my life. And, you know, like I said, not just polka music. You can't just live by one thing alone. And anyway, I wanted to start this set off and do a little tribute to one of my all-time heroes, one of my favorites who passed away in the past month or so, Mr. Buck Owens. Outside of Johnny Cash, Buck Owens is probably my favorite country artist. I just loved, you know, his sound, the sound that he and Don Rich had on their vocal harmonies is fantastic. You know, just the energy they brought to their music with that whole Bakersfield sound and the electric guitars is just phenomenal. So, you know, you can't live by polka alone. So, like I said, we do a lot of country music in our band, and we do some Buck Owens once in a while. So, like I said, start things off and do a little tribute to the late Buck Owens. And there is a polka in here because Buck Owens did used to do polkas. I can't remember the guy's name, but they did have a Hispanic drummer who was actually from Texas in their band and probably brought some of that influence into the band. So going to hear a couple of country songs and then a polka from Mr. Buck Owens. And then we'll get back into the more traditional polka and waltz music. But I'm going to start things off with a little country number here. Here's a nice little two-step from Buck Owens, one called My Heart Skips a Beat.
I Oh, my heart skips a beat when we walk down the street. I feel a trembling in my knees. And just to know your mind until the end of time makes my heart skip a beat. Well, I did a double take the day I met you. My heart turned to flip as I stood next to you. And I knew right there I never could forget you. For you are my every dream come true. And my heart skips a beat when we walk down the street. I feel a trembling in my knees. And just to know your mind until the end of time makes my heart skip a beat. Are my every dream come true, and my heart skips a beat when we walk down the street. I feel a trembling in my knees, and just to know your mind until the end of time makes my heart skip a beat. Together again, my tears have stopped falling. The long, lonely nights are now at an end. The key to my heart you hold in your hand, and nothing else matters. We're together again. Again, the gray skies are gone. You're back in my arms. Now where you belong, the love that I knew is living again, and nothing else matters. We're together again, and nothing else matters. We're together again.
Dobrý olej, on je zní sitt säkert sige. Tjagas på häski, jammand och grej och lej. Jammand och man korts nu. Så jag syns ni korts nu. Snäslarvigt du vet så sedje.
Thank you.
Oh, y'all like that waltz? The Huntsman's Waltz there from the Mark Yurikovic Orchestra. And I'll get to them in a second. But want to start off here and backtrack, recap what we heard on our nice second set here. Like I mentioned before, start things off a little different. A few numbers from Buck Owens. A little two-step called My Heart Skips a Beat. Then a... for my money, probably the most beautiful country song ever written. I mean that. Together Again, that is just a gorgeous, gorgeous song. The lyrics are great. There's a beautiful steel guitar solo in there. And seriously, I think probably the most beautiful country song I've ever heard. Together Again. And then, like I said, hey, they play a little polka music too. One called Buck's Polka. And I know a lot of Texas bands have covered that. I know the Vrajals have recorded it. I think the City Polka Boys out of Houston did it many, many years ago. So a little polka music there from Buck Owens, one called Buck's Polka. And then we got back into, like I said, the more traditional polka and waltz music you're used to hearing here. Brian Marshall out of Houston doing one called John Muschinski's Waltz, a nice Polish number there. Then the Vrajals out of Buchholz doing the Clock on the Steeple Polka. Dutch Masters out of Houston doing the Fisherman's Love Waltz. Wheelbarrow Polka by the Jody Mikula Orchestra out of Ennis. And then a little music from down Columbus way, the Donnie Wawra Orchestra from the album they recorded about 10 years ago. One called Anichka, or the Annie's Polka. And then, like I said, we wrapped that last set up with Mark Yurikovic and his orchestra out of Wisconsin, I do believe, doing the Huntsman's Waltz. And played that because we're going to have the pleasure of working with Mark and his band up at Ennis in a few weeks at the Ennis Polka Festival. Saw them 2 years ago. They were there 2 years ago. And if you guys are going to go to Ennis, you are going to love this band. They are fantastic. Big, full band. You know, 7 or 8, 9 members. I can't remember. You know, 2 trumpets, 2 saxophones. Their drummer plays drums and trumpet at the same time. I think he even drinks a beer at the same time, too. But these guys are a blast. They're a lot of fun. Super nice guys. We had a chance to talk to them. You know, the kind of band I like, they just get up there and have a good time. They drink beer. You know, they don't take it too seriously. They just want to have fun and give the audience a good show. And that's what they do. So if you guys are going to Ennis over Memorial Day weekend, definitely make sure you check out the Mark Yurikovic Orchestra. And like I said, we're going to be up there on Sunday. I think it's the 28th. I can't remember the exact date. Playing at the Sokol Hall from 11:30 to 3:00, I think. And then we take a break, and then Mark Yurikovic and his orchestra are going to follow us up. And then Brave Combo is going to wrap up the night. So it's going to be a fantastic day all the way around. If you're up in Ennis, come see us, please, and stop by and say hi. I'm going to probably hang out there for most of the day, so I'd definitely like to visit with anybody up there that wants to. This is my first announcement outside of anybody in the band, so don't get too shocked, but this is going to be my last year playing at Ennis. I'm not sure what's going on with the band yet. I haven't really talked to the other guys, but just to let you guys know, this is going to be my last year with Czech Melody Masters, and there's nothing... No great health problems. You know, there were some rumors going around last year. I don't know where the hell those got started. You know, it's just amazing how things can spread. But no problems. I just am, honestly, I'm getting a little burned out and just kind of want to take a break. So I am semi-retiring from the band. I'm going to take some time off. And, you know, at some point we may get back together. Like I said, I don't know. The band may still go on. I don't know. I really have not heard from the other guys. I told them if they wanted to keep going, find somebody else, that's, you know, more power to them. I would love for them to do that. But if they decide not to, then, you know, this will be our farewell tour, as it is. And we are still planning on recording a CD. And actually, I'm kind of looking forward to maybe sometime next year recording a CD on my own. Like I said, it's we've had a blast. It's great. But I just really just want to spend a little more time with my family. And, you know, we don't play a whole lot, but when we do, it still is kind of a burden. And takes away from what little free time I do have with my family, so I just want to spend it with them. So anyway, that's kind of the short version. I mean, that's there's not more into the story, but that's just basically it. If you want to know more, email me, and I'll be glad to talk to you about it. But like I said, this is, at least for me, going to be my last year playing with the band for a while. So definitely, if you're up in Ennis, stop by and say hi. I'd love to talk to you. So anyway, that's going to do it for this month's show. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back, hopefully. I think I may try to get one out in June before I go on vacation for 2 weeks to Florida. So hopefully beginning of June, look for a new show. And we're going to get on out of here. And a little live music here. Some very rare stuff. I got some tapes a few months ago from a relative of the Pottex. And these are actual old reel-to-reel recordings that were converted to cassette. And I'm now converting them to CD. And very rare, never-heard-before recordings of the Pottex performing at various church picnics like Praha, Flatonia, Moulton, and this is actually, I think this was recorded in Praha in 1981, probably one of their very last performances. They retired just a couple of years later, and so this is one of the last versions of the Pottex here, and I want to send this out to Russell Sander over in Missouri City, outside of Houston. Russell sent me a nice little letter and ordered one of our CDs, so thank you for that, Russell. And he asked if we could play the Shiner song, so I'm going to do that for you, Russell. Here you go. Like I said, some very rare, never-before-heard Joe Pottex here. And this is going to wrap it up from the Praha Polka around 1981. From the Praha Picnic, rather, excuse me. And here's the Joe Pottex Orchestra. So until next time, everybody take care. Hopefully be back next month with a new show, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Hey, how you doing? This is Dennis again. Thanks for sticking around till the end of the show. A little added bonus here. As if you're a longtime listener to the show, you probably know I do this. Done this a couple times, usually not under great circumstances. And this is another one, unfortunately. But I did want to tack this little addendum onto the end of the show. Like I said earlier in the show, you know, I love all kinds of music. And living in the Austin area, I have the great fortune to see tons of really fantastic musical acts, just, you know, from rock to blues to country, all the way around. It's just, you know, you can't describe the amount of great music in the Austin area. And there's a gentleman that has been playing in Austin for 20 years, and unfortunately is in very ill health. A man by the name of Don Walzer. You may have known Don Walzer. He's a country artist and probably in my top five of all time favorite country artists, along with Buck Owens, you know, Johnny Cash, Merle Haggard, even though, you know, 90% of the country's probably never even heard of Don Walzer. He's a fantastic artist, a great country singer. Didn't even start really performing country music until about 20 years ago, and he was about 50. Worked in the National Guard, and in fact, if you want to, there's a link on our links page to his website, donwalzer.com, if you'd like more information. But Don is just one of the nicest men I've ever met. Got to see him a few times in the late 80s, early 90s, and just a super great human being, and unfortunately a big man, a heavy man, and has been in ill health for some time, has diabetes. And I received a message from Mark Rubin, the great bass player out of Austin, that Don had been in a hospice and earlier this week had actually gone home to spend his final days with his family. So things not looking good for Don. I do hope he pulls through and makes it much longer, but it sounds like it's probably not going to happen. So anyway, I did want to pay tribute to Mr. Walzer and also share some of his great music with all of you. Like I said, you'll just be blown away if you've never heard him before. So anyway, we're going to feature three songs by Don Walzer and the Pure Texas Band, one of the best, you know, country bands I've ever heard. So I hope you enjoy it. We're going to hear a little country number called Fuzz Dixon. Then we'll hear a waltz called The Chime Bells, and we'll wrap it up with a great yodeling polka, one called Rolling Stone from Texas. So here's a nice little tribute to the one and only Don Walzer. Hope you enjoy it.
Fuzz Dixon was a West Texas roughneck who had a sidekick named Bill Killebrew. I know 100 stories I could tell you about old Fuzz, and all of them stories would be true. Old Bill paid the rent and bought the groceries, while Fuzz spent all his money on beer. Old Bill looked at Fuzz with the fire in his eyes, said there's gonna be some change made around here. Old Fuzz, he put on that old crazy halfway grin. He said, I know, my son, that you are right. I quit giving you such grief, I've turned over a new leaf. I bought a six-pack of groceries just last night. Fuzz Dixon was a man who always had a plan to get it any more than he had to give. He might not agree with the likes of you and me, but you just had to admire the way he lived. Sitting in the old Frontier Cafe, we were drinking cherry coke and telling dirty jokes when old Fuzz Dixon happened by our way. He said, you old boy sure do look hungry. Look at me, you see I just got paid. If you think you might be able to move over to my table, I'll buy you boys a bit of chicken